Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so happy and excited that all of you have joined me tonight at this particular moment, at this particular hour. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. Right now I have a massive headache, and I've had one for about 2 days, but God is still good. And that also tells me that we need to pray, because many people are dealing with pain and brokenness, and many people are hurting. And so I want to pray tonight, because this is our night to pray, in addition to other nights in which we pray on our own. But I want to pray tonight, and I want to pray that God continues to bless each and every one of you, including myself, and to begin to heal and recover those individuals who are hurting physically, spiritually, mentally, just all around. And so we're going to have a great show tonight. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then after I read that, we will go into prayer. We're going to pray unto the Spirit lets us loose. We're going to pray because there are a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of things going on that we need to pray for, because God is just that good. And then after we pray, I'm going to give you just what the Lord has given me and placed on my heart. And to be honest with you, the Lord will give me what he wants us to hear after we complete the reading of Psalm and the prayer. And so I want you to pray for anyone who's going through pain. We're praying for headaches, backaches, leg aches. And I know the weather's changing as well, but we're going to get through this ministry because God is just that good. And we cannot sit around and wait until our change come. Amen. We have to be that change, and we have to get up and take the initiative. And we have to pray these different things that ail our body. We have to pray those things off, and I just believe in the power of prayer. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As I said before, I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends for joining me at this particular moment, at this particular hour. Please continue to let your friends know that the Love of Jesus Ministry exists, and also the talk show exists as well. And so I would love to have each and every one of you on board. We're going to go ahead and pray unto God, then after which I'm going to give you a word from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, Lord. You kept us all day long, Lord. There's so many things going on in the world, Lord, but you know each and every thing that happens. You have a purpose. You have a reason, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, those who are going in the hospitals, those who are already in the hospitals, Lord. We know that you are the great I am and you are the physician. We know that you are God who can do everything but fail. And we believe and we depend on you in the name of Jesus, Lord. To the listeners on the ministry tonight, Lord, with headaches, heartaches, leg aches, all types of pain. But, Lord, we know that you are a doctor who can take away all of those things that so easily distract us. And so we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you take away any headaches, any heartaches, pains, Lord, and leg aches? Would you take it away right now in the name of Jesus, Lord? Lord, we thank you for just continuing to help us to grow spiritually and mentally and physically, Lord, and giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, we ask, would you bless each caller who's on the line tonight, Lord? Would you bless the host? Would you bless those who are going to listen and those who have a desire to listen but can't at this particular time, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing individuals who went through the storms of life, who went through illnesses and sickness to make it through, Heavenly Father. We thank you for preserving lives that we don't even deserve, Lord. We thank you for being able to feel the pain that we feel, Lord. We thank you for the healing power. We thank you for the anointing, the restoration, the healing, Lord, and the most of all, just being able to call upon your name, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be positive vessels, Lord? Continue to help us to be images who will emulate who you are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, would you bless each person as they travel the journey of life, Heavenly Father, to continue to walk in your will, Lord, and not to deviate, not to stumble, not to fall. And if we do, Lord, we ask that you pick us up, Heavenly Father, and you dust us off and help us to keep going, Lord. We thank you for the victories, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this moment and this hour. We thank you for the breath in our bodies. We ask that you bless those who are going through bereavement, those who are going through the storms of life, and those who are coming out of storms, and those who may be going in, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord, to bless the encouraging word that you have said that needs to be spoken to come, Heavenly Father, by way of your innermost, deepest heart, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person, our family, and our friends, Lord. We thank you for our connections. We ask that whatever they do, Lord, would it prosper, would it manifest, Lord. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being good to us, Lord, when we didn't even deserve the type of treatment that you have given us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that we live better and do better for you, Lord, and to help us, Heavenly Father, to manifest whatever will that you have for our lives, Lord. We realize and understand that you have opened many doors and you're closing doors as well, Lord, and we ask that we accept whatever your will is, Lord, and continue to work for you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the open prayers. We thank you for the closed prayers, and we ask that you continue to help us, Lord Jesus, to just continue to pour in into the Spirit of God. And now as we relinquish this prayer, we would never relinquish your sight, we ask that something be said or done on this ministry tonight, Lord, that will help individuals in a special way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. I just want to say one more time, I thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight. This particular hour, I see some night owls on the line, and I'm very much so a night owl. So I really appreciate you joining the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I would like to share with you just an encouraging word in which the Lord has given. And I want to tell you this. The Lord is powerful, and the Lord can do everything but fail. And if you have been praying and praying and praying and fasting and praying and fasting and praying, that could be a song, right? God says continue to fast and pray and fast and pray and fast and pray. Why? He says because with your continuation of fasting and praying, you are preparing yourself for your breakthrough. We must go through a process in which he calls patience before your breakthrough comes. So if you are praying and fasting and praying and fasting, God says continue. Some people are already walking in their breakthrough, and they have no idea that they're walking in it because their bodies, there is a temperament of change. There is a climate of change. And what I mean by climate, I'm speaking about a spiritual climate in which you put away those things that easily beset you, that easily distract you, and you begin to process forward, and you have no reason why. Why is it that things don't bother me that used to bother me? Why is it that I can move forward after I fall down? And that God says, because you're in your breakthrough and you're in a familiar place, but you don't know that you are in that place because, right, you are not aware. And the reason why we are not aware sometimes that we're in our breakthrough is because we're still trying to figure out how to get through our breakthrough when we're already there, if that makes sense. I want you to get a sheet of paper, as the Lord is showing me this. And this is not scripted. This is through the Holy Spirit of God. And I want you to get a sheet of paper. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds. And as the Lord is demonstrating and showing, I want you to write the word breakthrough. Breakthrough. B-R-E-A-K-T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Breakthrough. Okay? When we write breakthrough, all right, that only comes from God. That is the opening up. I want you to put opening up. It's an opening up. Okay? So we have breakthrough and opening up. Once your breakthrough arrives, God says because of his favor and because he is over our lives, he is the CEO, he is the boss over our lives, he says he propels us. Okay? He propels us into our breakthrough. So I want you to follow me here because this is, God says that some of you are already in your breakthrough and you don't know you are, and it's not because you don't know what a breakthrough is. It's because you're unaware. So God says there's a breakthrough. He says some people are in a breakthrough mode, and this is how you're going to know. Okay? He says a breakthrough is opening up. Okay? When he talks about opening up, he's talking about all those things on the inside of you that are toxic comes out. Okay? Whatever toxic things you have, toxic thinking, toxic feeling, depression, whatever you have, it comes out. It opens up. Okay? You begin to open up and you begin to communicate. That's what God says. He says it's an opening up. It's a communication, right? This, and I want to be very clear, ladies and gentlemen, communication means you're communicating with God. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I want to tell you exactly what God said. He says you're communicating with him, all right? He says, so there's a breakthrough. He says, then there's an opening up. You begin to communicate with God. He says, because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become what? New. He says, there's an opening up. So you begin to speak to God. You begin to communicate with God. There's communication going on between you and God when you're in your breakthrough. He says, because your breakthrough is a upgrade from your breakdown. He says, you have to be broken first before you experience your breakthrough. I want you to write that down. Say, I have to be broken first before my breakthrough. Right? And he shows a building being torn down. So so that a new building can be created in order to hold the amount of people that it needs to hold. So God says he has to break us down first. He has to put us through some things, some storms, some uncomfortable situations. He says, I have to be broken. And you have to. That's not anything you pray for. God says once it's in your will to walk in a certain area, he literally breaks us down. Just like life and death, we don't have a choice to live or die. We're under the unction of the Spirit when that happens. And so he breaks us down. That's the process. Okay? We're kind of in science, but he breaks us down. Okay? Then he says, once he breaks us down, we're able to experience a breakthrough. Why? Because we're broken down to our lowest points. And when we experience that breakthrough, God says, although, you know, when we talk about breakthrough, he says, there's a breakthrough, there's an opening, because you begin to communicate with God, because you're at your lowest point. God puts us at our lowest point before we experience that breakthrough. That's why people have storms. That's why we have storms. He says you're at your lowest point, then you experience that breakthrough. So opening up, and you have to speak to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because there is no other help. We had that song, I Need Thee. He says there's no other help. So we have to focus on God. Then he says after that, then the Lord propels us. And he says when he's speaking about propelling, he's not speaking about pushing us into that destiny. When he says propel, he's speaking about upgrading our faith. And when we upgrade our faith, we automatically move forward. He says, and when you move forward, when we're able to move forward towards our breakthrough, we're able to be successful. Okay? So just know that the storm that you're going through, you're already in your breakthrough. If everything seems like it's failing, then you're going through your breakthrough. If you've been praying and fasting, and now you just, you feel like you're at the bottom of the food chain, the totem pole, God says you are now in your breakthrough, and you must open up unto our Lord and Savior. You're going to have to open up unto our Lord and Savior, because you're not going to find any peace anywhere else. We have friends, we have family, but God says that peace only comes from an understanding of God. And then God pushes us. He moves us forward. He helps us to get over those humps, those things that easily beset us, those storms that stops us, those valley moments that keep us at our lowest points. God says that he is the one that propels us forward. Okay? And so you may already be in your breakthrough, and that's a sign that you're already in your breakthrough. And God says when you're broken down, he says he puts us on our knees so that we begin to magnify and humble ourselves and know that God is in the midst and that God is giving us the breakthrough that we need to change our lives. And he is the only one who can advance us forward. Let's talk about those individuals. So that's the first set of individuals when you're going through a breakthrough. There are some individuals who go through different things. It could be pain. It could be hurting inside. It could be any of those things. And those individuals are those individuals who already know who God is. But God says, will you trust me when you're hurting? And he's not only talking about a physical ailment. He's also talking about a spiritual ailment when you're hurting. When you're going through the storms of life, will you still trust God? Will you still believe in God? Right? And these individuals go through what God calls a test. And he says, a test of pain. Right? Are you able? Who will you call on? Who will you pray unto? Who will you speak to when you're going through hurting and pain? And God expects us to speak to him. I want you to put pain and hurting, and I want you to put an arrow. And I want you to put breakthrough. Physical. Spiritual. And social. God is telling me right now that some of us need a breakthrough, not only in the blessings. And we're not only talking about, ladies and gentlemen, finances or being financially secure. We're speaking about a breakthrough physically. Some of us are in pain, temporary pain. Some of us are in permanent pain. And some of us are hurting. And God says that's the physical aspect. In the spiritual aspect, we are hurting or in pain because we don't know who God is. We know who he is, but we don't have a relationship with him. Then he says some of us are in social pain, right? We're not going unto God. We're going unto everyone else except God. And you cannot be whole. We cannot be whole until we connect with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can have a million people whom you are speaking with, whom you are talking to. But if you are not connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if he is not the center of our joy, then we are missing a huge piece. Okay? God says that when you're going through your breakthrough, this may explain some of the hurting and pain. God says that he is testing us to see if we're going to continue to do the work of God and if we're going to continue, right, to speak to God about our pain and our hurting. God says he wants nothing more than for us to be able to come to him and speak to him about what is going on in our lives. We have people on earth who we speak to, but God says you need to come to him. And you need to tell him all of your troubles, because during this period, this congratulatory period of breakthroughs, we're going to have to experience some things before we get there or while we're there. Because God says he has to make sure that when we're there, that we're mentally and physically stable to handle people, because you're going to deal with so many people. Your ministries, your music, your speaking, you're going to deal with a lot of people, and you have to be able to love people in spite of. You have to be able to move forward, to be able to communicate with people. And God says that you're going to go through pain. He says, but if you call on the name of Jesus, he says you will be able to master people, things, and obstacles that get in your way. God says that, you know, we talk about different levels of life, what happens in life. Some people are depressed. Some people are going through the storms of life. And it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, your status. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, middle class. It doesn't matter. God says that his breakthroughs do not have a certain label of people on them, right? And so once upon a time, everyone has experienced pain, hurting. Things have happened in our lives that have been favorable and unfavorable. But God says now that we are in this breakthrough mode, right, he says we must continue to communicate with him. We must continue to communicate with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? And so in communicating with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we must open up unto him. And that's what the Lord is saying. He says, you must open up unto me. When God speaks about, as he's showing now, opening up the windows of heaven where you won't have enough room to receive, okay, God is speaking not about a physical window. He's speaking about our blessings and opportunities. He's speaking about when we open up. He's speaking about when we go to him. Then he will pour us out of blessings where we won't have enough room to receive, because we're depending on who? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who we're depending on. That's exactly who we're depending on. Okay? So, in this particular break, we must understand and recognize that we must open up unto God. We must also understand and recognize that every day is not going to be Sunday. The Lord already told us that. The Lord already told us that every day wasn't going to be Sunday, right? And so we must realize that before we get to our level of success, to our ground of success, that there are going to be some things, right, that we're going to have to go through, believe it or not. And we're going to have to be soldiers and go through those things. Okay? So many of you are in your breakthrough, and you're going through a lot. It could be physical, mental, spiritual. You could be going through hurting. Whatever it is, you are in your breakthrough. That's what God says. And you should feel a little newness within your breakthrough. Some things that used to bother you shouldn't bother you now, because you're upgraded. Your faith is up. God says your faith is upgraded, and you're able to move forward. You're able to advance. And so I want you to really think about what I said today. You have to be broken. Okay? You have to be broken before your breakthrough. That's why it's called a breakthrough, right? The break is finished. Okay? Then, after you receive your breakthrough, there's an opening up. You feel much better because now you're talking to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're communicating all those things that you've been holding inside for so long, stuff that you brought from 2014 into 2015. You have to let those things go. Then the Lord is able to advance you forward so that you can, obviously, he calls it obviously, walk into the will. He says right now you're unaware. Some of us are unaware. Why? Because we're still stuck in our storm. And God says he has to break us. But he has to break the ego. He has to break the pride, the jealousy, the hate, the malice. He has to break us down before he can get us into our breakthrough. And some people say, but I was walking in the will. I was walking in the will of God. You was walking in the will of God, but it's not consistent because you was taking the road that everyone else was traveling. Then you come back. Then you go back to that road. God says he needs consistency, so he's going to have to break us down. Well, we're going to only depend on him. And then we can experience that opening up. And then we can experience that advancing forward. And then I said number two, the pain and hurting. God says that people need breakthroughs not only in blessings and financial gifts and things of that nature, but physically, spiritually, and socially. Because a lot of people, believe it or not, and we're talking about people from entertainment to regular people like myself, okay, a lot of people are hurting physically. Some people in the hospitals, some people, for instance, have headaches. Some people have backaches, leg aches, okay. Some people are hurting spiritually. They are struggling with their calling. When I say spiritually, some people cannot connect with God. They're atheists. They don't believe in God. Some people are still angry with God. But everything God does, he does with a purpose, and he makes no mistake. And some people are missing their social peace. They feel depressed. They feel alone. Although they're among many people, they still feel alone. And God wants to comfort us. But he says he has to break us down. He has to break us down to nothing. He says we're always going to be something, but he has to break us down from time to nothing because we get the big heads. The Lord bless us, and we get the big head. And this is what I want, as the Lord is showing me this, as I just said that. When we pray, God says, to the best that we can, pray not for material things, but pray for peace, love, and God's grace and favor, and all of those things will be added unto you. A lot of people pray, Lord, bless me with this car. Bless me. God says, pray for a divine connection with him. Pray for a relationship with him. And all of these things that you're needing and some of the wants will be added unto you. Okay? So let's not just go to God when we want something. How many of you just go to your parents when you want something? They want you to come to them and just tell them, hey, I love you, or thank you so much for being a great parent. And that's the same way God feels. He wants us to come to him even during the broken hour before we receive our breakthrough and just thank God for being who he is. Ask God for a closer relationship with him. Okay? So although many people may be hurting, such as the head, many people may feel broken, such as the heart, God says that you are in your breakthrough now. He says, starting tomorrow, at the top of the morning, and I'm going to do this as well, pray to God, anoint that day. Pray to God, whatever gift that you have, God says, pray that he expands it for his glory. Not for your glory, not to receive accolades, but for his glory. When you begin to pray over your gift or gifts, the Lord is able to utilize you better than when you pray to God and tell God, this is how much I want to make, this is what I want to drive, because it may not be in your will. God may have something bigger for you, but you're putting stipulations. God says at the top of the morning, you anoint your gift, whatever gift it is, speaking, singing, whatever it is, and he will give you the increase. He says, but first, you're going to have to go through something. You're going to have to be broken down. You're going to have to feel some pain so that you can experience his glory. Okay? So that's our little lesson for tonight. And I want to play Father, I Stretch My Hand to Thee by Bishop Paul Martin Carlson Pearson. I want to play this particular song because we do need the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I may play one more song because we always have to have an invitation to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I'm going to have some announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Coming full circle. How many of you know we used to be ashamed of the way we worship God? But here we are in the Mabee Center, on the campus of the Oral Roberts University. Black and white and red and yellow and brown, and worshiping God in the beauty of holiness. Baptist and Methodist and Church of God in Christ and Assembly of God, and some of them from Presbyterian backgrounds and Episcopalian backgrounds. And how many of you know God is doing a new thing? Look at somebody and say, I wouldn't miss this for nothing. Oh, my God, I love this. We're going to stop a little bit and let the bishop preach, and we're going to do a little bit of this tomorrow night. But I tell you what, Dorinda Clark is here, and she has a song titled, I'm On My Way to Heaven.
All right. So that was to Bishops Carlton Pearson and Bishop Paul Martin with, Father, I stretch my hands. I want to, first of all, pray for the individuals, or request that you also pray for the individuals in Paris. There are a lot of things happening. I want you to be encouraged and pray for yourselves as well. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your background, how much money you have, how much you don't. God says that the prayer of the righteous avails much. He says that all have sinned and fallen short. We all need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is a mighty fine time to offer up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is not a promotion of God, but God is just that good, and it's very important that we know who God is. If you're young, if you're seasoned, God says that it's very important that we have a relationship with Him. Many things happen. God is calling the roll of many people, babies, toddlers, kids, middle age, adults. He's calling the roll. And what a great night this would be as we kick off 2015 for us to surrender unto God and say, Lord, for you I live and for you I die. And what a good time it is to start with the church being in your heart. And what I mean by the church, I don't mean by physical edifice, obviously, but I mean the things that you allow to be placed in your heart, the things that you allow yourself to do. And it's very important that we begin to trust God and we begin to believe in God and depend on God. So at this particular moment, I want to play a song by the late Reverend Clay Evans entitled, There is Room at the Cross for You. There is always a place for you in the kingdom of God whenever you feel the desire to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to be very honest with you. It's very important. God, I cannot stress it to you enough. And whether it appears to be churchy or not, it's real, because life is real. God is calling the roll of young people, middle-aged people, old people. It doesn't matter who you are. God is calling the roll. And what better way it is that if the Lord was to call our names, that we leave here having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, rather than perish and knowing who Christ is but refusing to connect with Him. Because once you connect with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your life will never be the same. Every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be a bed of roses. But I guarantee you, when you lay down, you will be able to rest in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen, especially for our young people, our young males, our young females. It's very important that you have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're an atheist, read about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is your prerogative. No one's going to force you to know who God is. But I tell you what, when the storm of life comes, or when sickness comes, you're going to want to call on somebody. Amen. You're going to believe in somebody because you're going to be in so much pain. And so it's always good to know who God is. It's always good. You know, I have this headache. I told you I had this headache today. I called on the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you're going to make it through this day. Amen. and this pain is going to go away. And I was able to, and here I am now, and I thank God. So sometimes we have to just move through the pain in order to get to the glory of God. And in this case, the glory is being on the Love Lift Jesus ministry with you at this particular hour of the night. And so I'm very serious about this, young people. I really, really, really encourage you to begin to read your Bible, right? If you don't want to go to church right now, that's your parents and you. That's your decision. But I'm laying it out there, and I'm letting you know that once you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life, he will be a shield of protection. He will keep you. He will preserve you. And you will have a great life. And no, every day is not going to be a bed of roses once again. But when you lay down, you will be able to rest in the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want to play this song, There's Room at the Cross for You, and I want you to think about your place in the kingdom of God. What are you doing? If you're already in the kingdom of God, what are you doing to magnify and uplift the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? If you're not, what can you do? And what do you need to do? Which is pray to receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then I will be on with announcements, and I'm going to bid you good night.
For you. came to me at 3 o'clock in the morning was, I heard it transposed, but we were having an all-night prayer service. And I took a break and turned on the radio, and I could hear it in the distance. And the Spirit said to me, that's your song. But I'd like to also tell you that years ago, just a little boy in Tennessee, I heard him sing another song. Hallelujah. There wasn't room at the cross, but I heard the anthem cross, anthem cross.
To continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, talk show hosts, radio stations, published journalists. Please connect with Afreda Love. That's AFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 340 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And be sure to pray for those whom you know and those whom you do not know. If we pray for each other, we can cover each other in the name of Jesus. In addition to that, please mark your calendars for the first Saturday, God's will, in June, as we will have our Save Our Youth campaign program workshop. Please be sure to do that. If you're interested in taking part in this momentous occasion, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm working on a few things to add to this particular workshop. Just today, I heard that two gentlemen committed suicide. They were teenagers, and they committed suicide. So the project is real. The data is real. And we have to help our youth of all colors. And we have to identify the different struggles that each culture face, and also each gender. Because once we're able to identify those things and speak about those things and make people aware, we can bring down the rate of those fatalities within the culture of our youth. Because our youth are or should be our biggest investment. Okay? So be sure to do that. In addition to that, I want to say that I'm having a very great time in the Kim Coles GPS program. I had the opportunity to listen to a conference call on today, and she's powerful. And the two gentlemen that she had on there is powerful as well. I really encourage you to go to her website and research what the GPS program is all about. I will tell you this. The Lord has blessed me since I've invested in personal growth and spiritual growth. The Lord has pointed me to different avenues and people who are able to give me knowledge and wisdom in order to reach those particular goals. And so something that I had set out to do 3 years ago, dealing with my speaking and things like that, I finally put it into action, and so I'm going to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it next week, God's will. And so just tap into your personal growth. Make sure that you're investing in your personal growth so that you can serve the people better and so that you can just do what the Lord has asked you to do, and you can do it with power. You can do it with favor and God's grace and mercy. How many of you know that when the Lord blesses you with a gift and he places or embellishes your gift with his favor and grace, that you're able to take that favor and grace anywhere, and you're able to speak on any platform, and you're able to do anything but fail because you have our Lord and Savior's stamp of approval on there? Okay, so make sure that you're investing in the gifts that God has given you, all right, and you're appreciative of it. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, if you're able to juggle, then the Lord bless you to do that, then help it grow, you know, pray over it and watch it grow, all right? And so I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Just continue to make sure that we treat people how we want to be treated. Make sure that we continue to just follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do have a couple of callers on the line. If you want to say something, you can. If you don't, you don't have to say anything, because I know I don't like to put people on the spot. But if you want to say something, I'm going to pause for a few seconds so you can say something if you like. Okay. All right. So just make sure, as I said before, this is a live recording. So if you miss part of it, that's still fine. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. I would love to have you listen to the ministry. And also, please share this link with others, because as we help each other in the ministry and in different things that's going on in the world, we're able to be better people, not only for God, but for ourselves and the people we serve and the people we come in contact with. So without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, on tomorrow, we're going to have our top gospel artist. And so it's going to be a music ministry, and it's going to be just an encouraging word for you. So thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless each and every one of you. Someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is true because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.